So, okay. This is crazy. Oh, go ahead. Let me introduce Kari. Kari's going to speak, share her experience, strength, and hope with us today. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Thanks, Sandy. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and how you're doing it. I these days just think that it's a great capacity to just tag along with what is, whatever it looks like, especially when it doesn't look good or the way it should be. Anyways, yes, Caddy, I'm a compulsive overeater, compulsive being, generally speaking, codependent, adult child, all manner of things. And yeah, great pleasure to come and share today. I was going to attend the meeting, which I don't always have the schedule to do. And I was asked if I could speak. So I'm thinking, well, obviously something needs to be said here. So yeah, I'm going to be talking about pride, I guess, today. Something is going on in my life that's having me look at that in a way that is very interesting. I was not expecting that. And it's so interesting to me that because of the program and the recovery that I've got through doing this Big Book Awakening process, studying the Big Book, etc., kind of making this program mine, seeing how it's a reflection of me in my life. I was able to have this experience and just see it as, you know, what needs to happen, right? What needs to be. And so I'm a compulsive eater. I've been a compulsive eater all of my life. I don't, you know, for a long, long period of time, I didn't know how else to be. And that was just how it was. And, you know, coming to program, in reality, I'm one of those people. I don't have any, qualms talking about that. But I came to program through inspiration at the beginning, right? A lot of people that I was doing work with were using the program. Some of the issues that they were having, they were being addressed through the program, and I thought, oh, let me go and have a look. And it's only when I came that I saw, actually, I belong here, and I belong in almost all of the fellowships. And that was shocking to me. It really, really was shocking. And actually, still to these days, there's plenty of things that I know about myself that shock me. And the reason why it's interesting to talk about all of this like that is that the situation that I'm going to talk about around pride, I feel like even though I knew, because it's my life, so I've already gone through it, it's my story, like I'm not amnesic or anything like that, but it's just like, huh, I didn't even think of it. And actually seeing how all of those behaviors that I have, some of them are obvious, like they were in the food, some of you drink, some of you take drugs, whatever. And it's obvious, but some of these things, you know, when the recovery starts to make these things more subtle, it's difficult to see what's actually in the way of me being present at the moment. And so recently, my entire everything is moved and changed in a way that, you know, my life currently is very different to it was 2 months ago. And I just decided I was going to go with it. I'm not going to try and change it. I'm not going to try and understand it. I'm not going to try and make it better. It doesn't matter what it looks like to anybody else. It's not my preference. I can tell you that. I don't like change all that much, even though I adapt to it very well. I don't like it. And so certain things were happening in a way that I didn't like. It felt like, you know, I was staying indoors a little bit more than I liked. And, you know, I wasn't connecting with people as much as I liked. And I'm looking at it and just thinking, oh, what's that issue? How can I solve it? And, you know, I guess we get a little bit obsessed with being perfect sometimes. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I just thought to myself, I'm just going to let myself be and, you know, just allow for that to be imperfect as it is. And let me see, what is it trying to tell me? And I'm just sitting with that all the time. What is this trying to tell me? Can I be an acceptance of it? Can I, even if I don't like it, just actually have the intention and the willingness to like that behavior, to like that lack of whatever, to actually just be with it in a way that allows for it to progress. Because as soon as I have judgment or something, as soon as I criticize something, that thing is shut down and I'm disconnected from it. And for me, you know, this idea about God, you know, whatever it's going to mean to any of you, for me, whatever it is, whatever shape it has, whatever it looks like, whatever, I know that there's a kind of, I'm speaking, so I have to say words, but none of what I'm trying to say feels comfortable to speak about on the one hand, and it's also very difficult to talk about. But this thing that I refer to as God, I don't know what it is, but I know kind of where to find it. And where is not really a place in the world, but it's now in the present moment. And, you know, this thing about me being an addict, what I realize is that being present in the moment was very difficult because there's feelings here. There's certain things here that I don't like. And I compulsively move away from that. And I think, you know, whether it shows in, I used to drink and take drugs, but thankfully I was not the real deal. So I was able to just move away from that. But other things, you know, I will do instead of being with what's going on inside of me, I'm somehow believing that changing the outside world is going to be what helps me. And, you know, even though I understand that, I get the message, in for the most part, in what I can see, I'm able to behave in the right way, which is to be with and, you know, let what happened happen. There's still things that are coming up that I don't know anything about. And so it just seems that with recovery, like, I feel like when I got to the place where I got to in recovery, it's not an achievement or kind of some place that you get to for any kind of graduation. For me, this is like the start of healing. And boy, oh boy, it's taking me places that I would have never. I mean, I think it was last year, pretty much to the date that I came and spoke about the relationship with my mom and how that's changing. And this is still going. My mom died a few years ago, and that relationship is transforming and transforming. And at the moment, it's at a place where, and it's almost like full circle. When I came to program, I realized God was my mom, and I had to move away from that because that was not a good thing. And now I'm in a place where for some aspects, it's just like, oh, I feel like I want to ask my mom. And it's just really strange. I've never asked my mom for anything. Like, I was her protector. I was so codependent with her. I would do everything to protect her. So anyways, this thing about, oh, this conversation could go so many directions, but I'm going to try and focus on the pride thing. The reason why I'm saying all of this is that as recovery is developed, it's taking me to a place where healing is possible, because I can be present. I can experience these things without trying to change it, without trying to control it. Then things are happening, and those things are transformative, like in a moment, right? Transformative. And I woke up this morning and I felt like I came out of the tunnel. It was just really strange. I woke up, I've been having some really not very nice dreams. I'm also going through menopause at the moment. So my sleeping, everything is just like, wow, okay, fine. So I'm going along with that. But the dreams are not very nice. And in them, I feel how I felt, the frustration, the fear, the frozenness, all of that. And so this has been unpacking for the past few weeks. Anyway, I woke up this morning and it felt like I came out of something. And I'm just like, whoa, I don't know how to explain it. The only one time I felt that is the first time that I had abstinence with food through, you know, proper abstinence, not controlled abstinence. It felt so different. It was just like, oh, something is gone. Like, I feel different. And today there was this thing. So I felt like I need to massage through this. Like, I feel like I need to put some words on that. And I felt like I needed to, first I said, God, you're going to have to help me with that. And then these words came out. So I spoke to a couple of people, did a few outreach, and then things kind of came up. And then it just dawned on me like a flash, a vision of the pride that it's not pride initially. It was the pride of, when I was a child, asking my brothers and my sisters to play with me, and they always, you know, sending me off saying, oh, you're too young, or you're a girl, or whatever, like the rejection and the pain of that. I knew the story. I've talked about it so many times, but to actually sit with the little girl in that moment, just that moment, what decision I made about that. And the words "I'm bored" came out of my face today for the first time. I have never said "I'm bored" in my entire life. And seeing how the reason why in that moment to survive the rejection, to survive that disconnection from them, that sense of being alone and unwanted, I actually did something to myself in order to not feel the boredom that's associated with me needing to ask them, and they say to me, "No, we don't want to." And that just came to me just like that. And I'm like, I've never seen this like that. And it's just so interesting because pride, the way that we look at it in BBA in the fourth step column as a manifestation of self, we look at it as how I want others to see me. And so it makes sense. I don't want other people to see me vulnerable, unwanted, and all of that. There's a lot of shame with that. And so I'm changing this thing. I'm busy. I'm doing things. I don't need anybody. I don't need you. And that's been me for all my life. It's so interesting. I could see the whole thing. Interestingly, I went in the dictionary and I looked at pride, what it was. And the synonym of pride, one of the synonym is a word called superbia. So I thought, what the hell does that word mean? Superbia, like it's in there, superb. And it is an inordinate self-esteem. And who would have thought that somebody like me, where most of my life, potentially, there's been a lot of self-esteem issues, that actually in that moment, that's what I used to protect myself from that rejection. And in a million years, you would have asked me about anything like that, and I wouldn't have come up with it myself. Absolutely no chance. So that thing literally, I was just sat there and it zoomed past me. Thanks. Or is this time? Or yeah, I'm not sure. But I think what I want to say is that it doesn't matter what I find, it doesn't matter when I find it doesn't matter what it's about. What is important is the conditions that I create in order, well, that I create. I don't know who the I is, but I'm certainly participating in that. The conditions created for that healing to come up. And what is healing? I don't know what I need to heal from. I don't know how to heal any of those things. I don't know anything at this point in time. What's in the way of anything? I don't know that. And so that being able to be with what is, even if it looks like a pile of shit, but actually be with it and allow myself to be with and feel and talk about it and be honest and say this and say that for eventually something to come up and to just like break through, like a I don't know, something that needed to come through my skin or whatever. And also not to hang on to it, but I think the reason why I wanted to talk about it in that way is that it's like the addictions that I have, the things that I do, they're often so invisible. I don't know. And that thing about the alcoholic doesn't know he's an alcoholic while everybody else around them knew he is. The Bob story, he goes around in one night and make all his amends to everybody. Everybody knew he was an alcoholic, only he didn't know that, right? And so, and to see that, like the big book says, and this is like the turnaround for my recovery, and I'll finish with this, where it says on page 13 at the bottom, belief in in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. And this business about honesty, like I can only see what I can see, and I am blind to everything else. And I said to one of my sponsors today, I said, she's telling me something, I'm giving her feedback. And I said, feel free to give me feedback on what I say. It's a conversation. I don't know anything. Both of us are growing here. And she said it's really challenging to do that. So, and I said, our truth is only true until reality gives us a new truth. And we just keep moving with that. And my business today, it is just about, doing God's job with me in my life, being compassionate, loving, and as open as I can so that this love can come in. Because otherwise, this is going to be like that forever. And I, for one, have just had enough of, being under the spell of a past that I've not enjoyed, so I don't want to go through it again. So, and this program really, really gives me the space for that, and I'm very grateful for it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for the space to share, and I look forward to hearing you.
Great, thank you so much. Let me see if I can stop the recording here.